HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi guys, I'm Prasun. And I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it.
So the Indian government says that the Arogya Setu app has been downloaded over 50 million times in 13 days. And it's the fastest an app has ever reached this milestone. Now here's the thing. While these apps can help in contact tracing in some ways, there have also been a lot of questions around the privacy problems that they could pose. Now, we're obviously going to overlook the fact that what the Indian government is effectively saying is that approximately a sixth of all smartphones in India have the Arogya Setu app. India approximately has 300 million smartphone users. But the fact remains that if these apps could compromise our privacy, then are they worth using at this point? Now, here's what works in their favor. What most of these apps do, for example, Arogya Setu uses your location to see where you've been, and then it can check it against a database of infected patients, see where they have been, and essentially tell you whether you've come in close contact with any infected people and whether you need to quarantine or not. Similarly, there are apps that use Bluetooth to do contact tracing, in which case they scan for nearby Bluetooth signals and they use that to determine how close you've been to other people. Not necessarily infected people, but how close you've been to other people. And they use that to tell you whether you're doing social distancing effectively or not. This is actually what Google and Apple are also working on. They said that they would be creating a Bluetooth-based contact tracing app sometime in the next few months. They'll also make an API which will make it simpler for companies and governments to make contact tracing apps, but that's different. Now the question with privacy here is this. An app like Arogya Setu takes your location data, and it's meant to take your location data at all times. Essentially, that means that Arogya Setu can maintain a timeline of where you've been, just like Google Maps does. But in Google Maps, you have the option to take away the location permission, and the app still works when you need it. But Arogya Setu is designed in such a way that you need to have the location permission all the time. And that's not just for this app, it will be for any location-based app. Similarly, if you're doing Bluetooth-based contact tracing, an app can know the unique identifier of your phone. Of course, many of these apps also ask you for your name, your address, they can ask you for your health data, all of which is private data. And this is data that you are putting into somebody else's hands. Now, many security experts have pointed out that the privacy policies of these apps are also very murky, and the language is very vague. What works in favor of apps that are created by governments is that governments have access to an infected database, meaning that they can match you against people who are infected because they are monitoring this real time, they are maintaining these databases. But private companies aren't. They don't necessarily have access to the government database. And in fact, if they did, that would be a bigger problem for all of us. So Pam Dixon, who's the executive director of the World Privacy Forum, she actually said that a lot of these private apps seem to just be benefiting from a pandemic. In fact, Dixon told me that only government should ideally be allowed to make and manage such apps. And that makes sense to me, because even if these apps can help, then they can only help governments. There's no reason for a private company to make an app and say, hey, I'm gonna help you with this, because they really aren't gonna help you as much. More importantly, there is no demonstrable proof that these technologies can actually help in contact tracing. For example, GPS locations are not always as accurate as you need them to be. You may be, let's say, outside a building, but the GPS location might say that you're inside the building. Similarly, in the case of Bluetooth, a Bluetooth connection can ping in over 6 feet, which is much more than the social distancing we require right now. It can also ping through walls, which means that if you're in adjacent rooms or closely built houses, it can ideally say that two people are close to each other when it isn't. Now, the question that privacy experts are asking is that when there's no demonstrable proof that these apps work, then should we be putting our privacy at risk for something like this? Of course, these are desperate times, so desperate measures, and governments will want to do as much as they can and make such apps. But there seems to be a lack of debate here. There seems to be a lack of questioning. We really need to be much more careful when we download such apps. We really need to look at privacy policies at this time, and definitely do not download an app that doesn't come from trusted sources. By trusted sources, if you ask me, it would be just your governments, or at best maybe companies like Apple, Google, which could in future work with governments. But even then, I wouldn't really say trust an app that takes your data but belongs to a private company. A lot of experts have also said that once this pandemic is over, once we come out of lockdowns, all of these apps should definitely delete all the data that they're getting. However, again, not a single app has such a policy mentioned in anywhere in its privacy policies. And that again is something worth questioning. So the point is this, that these apps may work or they may not work, but they definitely could put our privacy at risk. So should we really be downloading them? So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Livemint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.